We will now move to our committee reports. Trustee Ray Cepeda, would you please give a report on the recent meeting of the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee?
Chairman, thank you. In what was one of the quickest meetings we've had in a while, the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee met on July 15th at 3 p.m. Joining me in the meeting were Trustees Edwards, King, as well as Treasurer McKeever. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting held on May 6, 2019. The committee reviewed and recommended 8 items, which would be items 21 through 28 on today's board agenda, which included 7 capital and real estate items, and an item to delegate the authority to the controller to approve a lease of space in Urbana and a purchase recommendation. The committee members requested that additional information be provided regarding the purchase item and specific terms of the contract between Carl and the University of Illinois. This is this follow-up information was shared with all the board members the day following the ABFF committee meeting. The committee then heard a presentation from Mr. Chris Suda from Clifton Larson Allen regarding the independent external audit services plan. Finally, the committee received a 2-year internal audit plan for fiscal years 2020 and 2021 from Ms. Julie Zimaitis. There was no old business discussed, and under new business, Dr. Ghosh stated that the state appropriations were announced on May 31, which he shared with us, and indicated that he would be providing a report on to the full board, a report. The next meeting for the committee is scheduled for Monday, September 9th at 3 p.m. And that is all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Ray. Next, I'd like to ask Trustee Stuart King to report on the recent meeting of the University Healthcare System Committee. Trustee King.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The University Healthcare System Committee met yesterday. Joining me at the meeting were Trustees Cepeda, McMillan, and Panic. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting that was held on May 15, 2019. Vice Chancellor Robert Barish shared opening remarks where he highlighted the improvements that have occurred over the course of Dr. Zinn's first year as CEO of the hospital and clinics. Mr. Zinn then began the CEO report with an overview of the financial position of the hospital and clinics. He provided an update of the 3i project and shared that it is set to go live on May 9th, 2020. He provided the planning construct for the hospital and clinic system for fiscal year 2019 and beyond. Chief Medical Officer Terry Vandenhoek discussed the medical staff engagement and that there was a strong increase in participation this year. As part of the compliance update, Mr. Zinn shared that they are in the search process for a permanent compliance officer. Finally, the new dean of the University of Illinois College of Medicine, Dr. Mark Rosenblatt, provided an overview of the College of Medicine and his vision for the future. It was insightful and inspiring. Following the presentation by Dr. Rosenblatt, the committee held a brief discussion regarding philanthropy for the College of Medicine as well as the hospitals and clinics. There was no old business discussed, there was no new business discussed, and the next meeting of the committee is scheduled for September 18th at 12:30 p.m. in Urbana.
Thank you, Stuart.
Yes, sir.
The next committee report will be from Trustee Ed McMillan, Vice Chair of the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee. Chair Estrada is not able to be here today.
Thank you. The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met yesterday in Chicago. I attended as well as Trustees DeWald, Dale, Holmes, Panic, and Smart, as well as Trustees King and Jacobson attended as guests. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting, which was held May 15, 2019. The committee then reviewed items 2 through 5 in today's agenda and forwards those items for the consideration of the board. The committee also heard a presentation on enterprise risk management and mitigating key risks by Ms. Joda Morton, Associate Director of Enterprise Risk Management. She described the ERM process and stakeholder roles and discussed the purpose of executive level risk discussions. She showed risk areas that were reviewed by the Risk Council. She listed emerging risk themes, discussed the Risk Council's focus on fiscal year 2020. She also commented on the board's critical role in enterprise risk management process. Trustee Dale suggested that there be a process for tracking risks on a monthly basis and gave some examples of situations where it would be helpful. President Killeen commented that the university's current approach to active management and mitigation of risks and agreed that the board engagement is important. Trustee Smart asks that the board receive updates on key risk areas at least twice a year, and President Killeen said that going forward, the board would receive those biannual reviews, and that he will discuss with Trustee Dale the potential of adding monthly review areas of risk in the university's ERM process. A legislative report was also provided to members of the committee along with the materials for the meeting. There was no other new or old business. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for September 18, 2019 at 2 p.m. in Urbana. That concludes the committee report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Ed. Trustee Jill Smart will now report on the recent meetings of the Academic and Student Affairs Committee. Trustee Smart.
Thank you. The Academic and Student Affairs Committee met yesterday as well, and joining me at the meeting were Trustees Dale, DeWoo, Jacobson, McMillan, Mitchell, and Panic, and Trustee King joined as our guest. We approved the minutes of the last meeting, which was in May, and then we reviewed what's on the agenda, items 5 through 20, which included our standard appointments item, a discussion on promotion and tenure this year, appointments for two deans in Urbana and one in Springfield, and academic items for both Urbana and Chicago. All of the items were recommended to move forward except for two, items 13 and 20, as the committee members have some questions and there's going to be some follow-up. So we will do that follow-up and then bring it up at the next meeting. During the review of several items, the committee members held a what I would call a robust discussion regarding the process that takes place when considering to eliminate a degree program and the time that it takes to make that determination and recommendation. And we have asked that at a future meeting, we learn more about the university and the IBHE process for assessing low enrollment programs and their potential elimination. There was no old business, no new business, and our next meeting is on September 18th as well.
Thank you, Trustee Smart. Now we have a special presentation for our student trustees, and I invite Trustee Smart to conduct the installation of the new student trustees.
Let's make this official.
It is my pleasure to welcome our new student trustees to the board, Rosie Daywood and Susan Panic, and our returning student for the third term, Trayshawn Mitchell. So would the three of you please join me up here? And Chair Edwards, would you also join me? Now that you've been through your first meeting, hopefully you won't run off on us, right? So we'll start with Mr. Mitchell. Trayshawn is a graduate student serving his third term as a student trustee from the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. He's currently working toward the completion of a dual master's program consisting of an MBA and a degree in labor and employment relations. You got a lot going on there, okay. He has been, as we know, a conscientious and a very outspoken member of our board, which has been terrific. Hardworking, you're advocating for his peers in Urbana-Champaign, and we really look forward to having you with us again this year. He was selected by Governor Pritzker as the student trustee with the binding vote. As you know, one of the student trustees has the binding vote, and it's a really important responsibility, and I know that he works hard with the fellow, with his other student trustees to consider their input on issues affecting not just Urbana, but also Springfield and Chicago. He will be on three committees, Academic and Student Affairs, Audit, Budget, Finance and Facilities, and Governance, Personnel and Ethics. And we're really happy to have you for an unprecedented third year. So thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, they're under here. There we go. There you go. Ms. Susan Panic is our new representative from the University of Illinois here at Chicago. She's pursuing a degree in biological sciences with a pre-med concentration in the College of Liberal Arts and Science, and she's also a member of the Honors College. She will certainly be dedicated as an advocate student trustee for her fellow students here at UIC. And she will serve on three committees: Academic and Student Affairs, Governance, Personnel and Ethics, and University Healthcare System Committee. So we're really looking forward to having you here with us. Congratulations. And I would now like to welcome Ms. Rosie Daywood. I'm saying your name right? Okay, I've practiced all night. Rosie's joining the board as a student trustee from Springfield. She's majoring in legal studies and minoring in political science and philosophy. She has been deeply engaged in leadership and campus involvement during her time at UIS and is an active participant in the campus senate and student government. So we know you'll be a true representative of those in Springfield. And she will be on two committees, Academic and Student Affairs, and Governance, Personnel, and Ethics. So thank you, and we're looking forward to working with you as well. So now the official induction and installations from the statutes of the state of Illinois, and they provide that there shall be one voting student trustee designated by the governor, we know that's Trayshawn, from one campus of the university, still using the campus word, so one university of the system, right. And one non-voting member from each campus not represented by the voting student member. The method of selecting student members has been determined by a campus-wide student referenda on each of the campuses of the university, and the student members shall serve a term beginning July 1st of each year. In the installation of all members of the board, we tend to emphasize the duality of responsibility of trustees. On one hand, a deep interest in loyal support of the university, and on the other, a stewardship in behalf of the people of Illinois. A difficult interrelationship which as trustee one must define and carry out for oneself, but in no way incompatible. Inevitably, the student member feels a kinship and accountability to the student body. On the other hand, no less than any of us, the view of the university and its service necessarily must be broader than any one student constituency or any one campus. This is a challenging perspective for us to maintain and a learning process for all of us. Notice the ribbons that they got, that Chair Edward gave them, reflects the colors of the university: red for Chicago, white for Springfield, and orange for Urbana-Champaign, all on a unified field of blue. As a board member, I welcome you to this fellowship, and I welcome you back once again. And we really, as you've seen this week, we really want your input and your perspectives on everything that we talk about. So thank you very much. Okay, can I ask the chancellors to come up and we'll take some photos? And President Colleen, join us.
Where are we gonna go?
Who wants it? Where do you want us to do?
Here,
you want
right?
us over here? Okay. Oh boy. That would have been a problem. Watch out. Don't do what I did.
It's from the other room. It's a leg of the
tail. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Going up is real.
It's not easy.
You gotta stay here. You gotta have some room. Good hold. Can't hit it too hard, and you can't burn them out.
Congratulations again to our new student trustee.